Let's take time for a Sitka History Minute. In our modern world, with reliable transportation, we take for granted the fact that we always have supplies of fresh commodities and important materials. However, put yourself back to the early days of the Russian-American company when managers spent a good deal of time obtaining necessary supplies for their workers, hunters, and families so they could gather and ship furs. In the beginning, Russian-American company ships visited their outposts only every 2 or 3 years, delivering provisions. This left the outposts dependent upon British and American merchants for sorely needed food and materials. Right away, Alexander Baranov, Russian-American company manager, knew his establishments could not exist without trading with foreigners, even though foreign trade was prohibited and certainly frowned upon by Mother Russia. With the second charter of the Russian-American company, the Tsar even tried to cut off all contact with foreigners, especially the Americans, who were becoming more competitive with the Russians in this area. This strategy backfired since the Russian colonies had become used to relying on British and American supply ships. Ties with the Americans were particularly advantageous, since they could sell furs at the major market of Canton, China, which was closed to the Russians at the time. Ships plying the seas between Boston and Canton often stopped at the Sandwich Islands or present-day Hawaii to take on supplies and fresh water before heading to Sitka. A typical Boston ship's trip would take between 140 to 160 days. An especially important component to the successful delivery of goods were sacks. Yes, good old-fashioned bags. For even back then, nothing worked quite as well as a bag to carry things around. Most importantly, they used sacks to transport grain. When their supply of sacks ran low, the Russians had to pile up their California grain in the ship's hold or store it in barrels. Unprotected grain was often delivered in poor condition due to being enclosed inside damp boards of a ship's hull. When shipped in barrels, the grain took up valuable space on the ship and made it difficult to unload, especially in places where the grain had to be unloaded at sea. In order to buy and transport wheat from California, New Archangel needed about 300 sacks a year. Thus, managers asked the company to send ready-made sacks that were 3/4 of an arshin wide and 1.5 arshins long to contain 1 fanega of wheat. In modern terms, that means they needed sacks that were about 21 by 42 inches and could hold about 100 pounds of grain. Another important commodity of the company was Virginia tobacco, which was prized by officials and workers, but more importantly used as a trade item with the Tlinkets. With Virginia tobacco, the Russian-Americans bought furs and fur items. As well, tobacco was used to purchase food in the marketplace. It was also used to secure seaweed for fertilizing gardens. Because tobacco was considered a necessity, 5 to 10 funts, or approximately 5 to 10 pounds of tobacco, were sold monthly to company officials. But the promishleniki, or Russian-Siberian trappers and hunters, were only allowed to buy 1 funt of tobacco. Oh, by the way, brand preference is nothing new. Even though the company was able to acquire the yellowish Circassian tobacco from what is today's Ukraine region, it only used that for trade with the Alaska Native tribes who lived up north. For many Tlinkets refused to trade for the Circassian tobacco and held out for the higher quality Virginia brand. This Sitka History Minute is brought to you by the Sitka Historical Society as we celebrate the events and people of Sitka, where all our men are hardy, our women are even hardier, and our children are worth bragging about.